$1 Million Baby earned 4 Oscars, including one for Best Actress for Hilary Swank. She played a woman determined to become a boxing champion and played opposite Clint Eastwood, who starred in the film as well as directing it.
I thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fat, saying pretty tough.
Girly. Tough ain't enough.
Morgan Freeman earned an Oscar for his supporting role in the film. Backstage, he described what an Oscar means to him.
Total acceptance. The best I can explain an Oscar. Because so many people vote for you when you get it, that you know you're part of a very small group of people.
Director Eastwood won the top Oscars for Best Director and Best Motion Picture, repeating a feat he accomplished with his 1992 film Unforgiven. Jamie Foxx was named Best Actor for his starring role in Ray, playing legendary blues singer Ray Charles. In an emotional acceptance speech, he thanked his family and the late singer.
Oh!
Yeah, you ready. That's to Ray Charles. Give it up for Ray Charles and his beautiful legacy. And thank you, Ray Charles, for living.
The Aviator, the epic story of billionaire Howard Hughes, won 5 awards, including honors for its art direction, cinematography, costumes, and film editing. Co-star Cate Blanchett was named Best Supporting Actress. She plays the actress Katharine Hepburn in the film. She thanked the director Martin Scorsese and the Motion Picture Academy, which presents the Oscars.
And thank you, of course, to Ms. Hepburn. The longevity of her career, I think, is inspiring to everyone. But most importantly, and on behalf of everyone I know in the Aviator, thank you to Martin Scorsese. I hope my son will marry your daughter. Thank you.
Other awards included one for Best Foreign Language Film for The Sea Inside. The film from Spain looks at the life of a quadriplegic former seaman who fights for 30 years for the right to die. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.